chatting via Zoom over someone's lunch break. You know, or your lover, Sarah. You can catch her Tuesday nights from 7 till 8 p.m. on Indie 101.5. And we're just having a quick chit chat about what's going on, about articles that she's writing and stuff that she's doing, which leads us to Patreon. We've got to that point now where people can sign up to Patreon and get themselves some exclusive deals following you. Walk us through that if you can.
Yeah, for sure. So I launched my Patreon, maybe a week ago now, maybe a little less than a week ago. Yeah, it was something that that had been suggested to me before, and I felt a little nervous about starting something like that. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't sure if I really had the right audience for it. Mm-hmm. But I realized that there are a lot of people who, if not necessarily joining for the content, join just to support me because they appreciate what I do and, you know, helping artists and musicians throughout the city. So, I started that Patreon. I have two tiers. One is a $5 tier and one is a $10. And regardless of which tier you join, you'll have access to, I'm creating an exclusive monthly podcast where I talk about my favorite music, podcasts, audiobooks, whatever I'm into from that month. And then I'm going to be writing, you know, think pieces, listicles, articles, interviews, reviews, all that sort of stuff, and posting it on there. So both tiers have access to that. And then my $10 tier, I'm offering an exclusive deal for musicians and artists within the GTHA, so sort of surrounding area, that if they do subscribe to that tier, then they'll have access to basically unlimited promo articles for the art they create from my blog, Sarah's Hotspot. So basically, you know, I'll write about any single release you have, any, you know, upcoming gig you have, anything like that, for free, as long as you are subscribed to that tier.
That's great. You know, to me, what you're describing is a economical way of hiring a publicist if you don't have money.
There we go.
You know, like that's that essentially what I was, you know, the way you're describing it is, it's great for the casual listener, it's, or people who like to read articles, that sort of thing. But to me, if I was an artist, if I was in a band and I was just starting out and I didn't have the funds to pay someone to say, I need you to write, can you, you know, write my bio? Can you do this? Can you do that? Can you do this? And it's quite costly if you don't have any money, but the way you have it set up is that this is actually a really good idea for people starting out.
Yeah. And, you know, I work with so many, most of the artists I work with are independent and small, right? So I understand they have extremely small budgets. And so normally, you know, I am, you know, if someone comes to me for a review of a single or for, you know, a gig review article, whatever it is, you know, I am charging, you know, very, very small amounts. And so I really wanted that if I was to offer something like that on my Patreon, I wanted to make sure that it was affordable and that it was going to be a great deal for people that I know are, you know, completely independent or creating, you know, art on their own. So I was hoping that that would be a great deal. And I hope it's viewed that way.
Yeah, well, that's mainly how I viewed it. You listen to Steel City Music. I'm your host, Gunnar, hanging out with my buddy Sarah right now on a quick pre-record Zoom call so she can go have her lunch a little bit later. just one more thing to speak upon. The fella, the old man, the guy, our little music geek guru of Canada. You had a chat with Alan Cross. God love him.
I did. Yeah, that was super cool and really, really fun to talk to him. Fun fact, that podcast was actually the second time we recorded that because the first time the audio screwed up, but he was a sweetheart and came back like a week later and we re-recorded everything. So that was great on his end. I literally just emailed him. He is familiar with like a band that I do some PR work with. So I did plug that. But I just used the email he has up on his website, just shot him an email and he just, you know, responded and said, sure, I'll hop on. And that was really cool.
That's the thing about him for years. When I was much younger and I was a kid, I would follow all the stuff that he wrote over the years and the bands he interviewed. And I was always marveled by the whole thing. And then when I met him in the 90s, when I was touring with bands, he was always very welcoming to questions. And especially if you want to chat about music, right? Because that's his thing. But what I enjoyed listening to you chat with him was his explanations on how he got into music, and also the fact that he is very welcoming to talk to someone. And that's and it speaks volumes, the fact that you just reached out and he said, yeah, I'll help you. Oh, let's have a talk. Right. So, but the, on the side, were you just a little bit, not verklempt, that's not the term, but a little bit uneasy when you were asking a question with him?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. No, I was definitely nervous. Yeah. I mean, I spent a long time writing out those, you know, those questions beforehand, you know, had a script ready. And, you know, I, you know, read through his website beforehand to kind of understand what he was opening to cover, you know, and, you know, a little bit about his background and everything like that. So I was prepared going into it, or as prepared as I could be.
Right.
But no, I was definitely nervous, especially when it comes to more opinion-based questions and things like that. Because, you know, you never know, and you don't want to, you know, ask something that, you know, might be, you know, a step overstepping a line, something like that. But he's super, super down to earth and super cool. And like, yeah, right. Was just open to talking and hanging out.
I think it's great that you had that chat with him. And I always say this to everyone who ever wants to do an interview, especially for podcast, radio. The less you hear of the interviewer, the better the cast.
Mm.
It truly is. So you lucked out having someone like that who has a background in radio and talking, that sort of thing.
Right.
And that's why I think it's a great interview, because you just let them go, let them talk, let them explain. And it was very engaging. So good on you, buddy.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm very happy you listened.
Well, yeah. Hey, you got to support, right? This is what we do here in Hamilton. Why? I don't know why I turned into like I'm flipping, but that's no idea. Hey, man, thanks for taking the time to have the chit chat with us. And everybody, once again, Tuesday nights on Indie 101.5 from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. You can hear Sarah. And also, where do we go to find out all your links and where we go and to follow on, you know, Twitters, Instagram, Facebook, all the fun stuff on your website? Rattle it off for us, fella.
Totally. So my blog is www.sarahshotspot.com. Everything is linked on there. All my socials, everything. I primarily use Instagram. I'm also Sarah's Hotspot on Instagram. In there, you can find my link tree, which links to, you know, all of my articles, back to my blog, my socials, all my freelancing work, everything. My Patreon, big thing. So, yeah, everything's on there. If you want to, you know, shoot me a message, join on Instagram or my email. Those are what I primarily use. So, yeah.
Thanks, Sarah.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Steel City Music.
Told you she's cool. Coming up in a little bit, Lineback, their new track, Interview with Momo. I'm going to get some requests. I think the phone's working here, too. So if you got a request and I got the song, I'll spin it. 905-575-1628. I'll take a shot at it anyway. Right now, Cowlick, Wires on Steel City Music.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Conduit's action from David's electronic outfit. Dave Dunham, really. And here's his remix of Depeche Mode, Peace. You're hanging out with Gunner on Steel City Music.
Behind this time.
Yes, sir. Peace will come to me. 527 right now. Gunner here. You're hanging out on Steel City Music, heard on 101.5. Yeah, weird. I'm getting messages from people. Hey, you play this? You play that? I'm like, I'm looking for that drag. Don't you worry. I'm looking for those drags. So the whole thing with Steel City Music, you can get a hold of me on Twitter, Steel City Music. Give us a follow there. Also, SCM Graham on Instagram. Tag me and stuff. Tag me what you're doing, what's going on. The same thing with the Twitter. I'll announce it and we'll have a chat and we'll do all the other fun things that we do to promote one another here in this fine city of Southern Ontario, which is Hamilton, Ontario. On Facebook, you can go to the Facebook page. Of course, we have that. And we also have the Facebook group. I have 656 members now. That's crazy. So people are joining up and posting their events, that sort of thing, which is good, which is what I want you to do. So people will know about it, and other musicians and other artists will know about what you're doing. And maybe you guys can hitch up and do the old, what's this? Hey, can I send you a poster for the show? Oh, well, look at this. But he's not going to do me much good over the air, but he can only describe the poster. Let's see. William Schwinderman. Ah, Brody from the Casbah did some posting. Let's see. Every third Tuesday, it's a monthly at the Casbah Lounge on Tuesdays. Briscoe's Blues Reviews. There you go. Briscoe on vocals, Sean Royal, Ty Price. It's from 8 till 10 p.m. Pay what you choose, that sort of thing. He posted again. Pocket Science. Hey, wait, that's Kurt Tweedle's other band, right? I got a Kurt Tweedle interview coming up at 6 o'clock, too. Really super dude, dig his music. For Sunday of every month, let's see, 2 to 5 p.m. afternoon funk matinees. That sounds good. He posted it twice. There you go. Good stuff there, Broadster. That's all right, then. We all make mistakes. Fourth Friday monthly, free entry. There you go. First Wave Retro with DJ Sinister One. Hey, that's Tippy. DJ Tippy. The best in 70s, 80s, new wave, punk. Yeah, he's really good. He has all the stuff for doing new wave, punk, industrial, Britpop, punk, all that stuff. Good stuff. Because he used to DJ down at the Hudson from like 96 to 99. And you could always catch him at the old Club Absinthe, that sort of thing, and even the old Casbah. Oh, the Casbah existed well before Brody owned it. Let's see. Bryce Clifford and Brother Superior Band. There you go. All Country Roots Rock going down Wednesday, June the 22nd from 8 till 10. Pay what you can. So Brody posted that as well. Oh my God, he just kept going. Look at him go here. Famous and Betty Rockabilly Blues going down Saturday, June 25th. That's next weekend from 7 till 9:30. It's pay what you choose as well. In the Casbah Lounge. Anything else? Oh, there's another one. Live music season launches on Saturday, June 25th with the local honky-tonk duo, The Train Wreck 2. That's Ginger St. James and Snowheel Slim. That's going down on the patio. And there you go. You can grab some food from La Luna and do all the whole nine yards. See, it's just that easy. Post it and I'll announce it. If it's legit. If it's not legit, I'm not gonna announce it. All right, so let's move along. Oh, I gotta get to this track. I gotta spin this track. Coming up, I have the chat with Momo from Linebeck. You know what? We should get to that. We should get to that right now. Yeah. They have a show coming up. He mentions it in the interview. This is the new song. It comes out, I believe, next weekend, that sort of thing. So pretty cool stuff. I like the band. The last time I saw them was like 2019 when I came back to the air here. And it was The Hawk then. And they're just the nicest people. They came up, they played a song, and then they went to Europe, just took off, and then came back. And then, of course, Momo will tell you about the whole thing in the interview. Hey, it's Gunner. It's the middle of the afternoon. It's a pre-recorded Zoom chat again. And right away, the person I'm talking to right now is like going, oh, no, that's not my name. My name's not Spider 1234567 8 9. It's Chris. I'm like, oh, my God. Thank God. The Zoom technology is making a mess of us. Hey, man, the band's called Linebacker. Am I saying that right? Or is it Linbecker?
Linebeck.
Linebeck. Okay.
It's like a lineback, but with an E.
Right. Because I'm still in the Chris and Momo mode.
Yeah.
Like yeah. from three years ago.
Yeah.
Right when I first met you, I first got back on the air, and you guys were an acoustic duo.
Yeah. And you met at university. So it's all coming back now. I think you guys met at university. You were playing out of Hamilton. you know, you were well on your way to trying to figure out if you were the fifth Beatle or not. And, you know, I know we were making little jokes. And because you guys were playing around Hamilton for a little bit. And then I know because we had a good laugh. We had a really good time. Oh, yeah. And then you guys just I would just see stuff online. You guys just went to Europe. And sort of playing around.
We Chris and I, well, I took a Beatles pilgrimage. So it's you know, of course, the one thing that you would remember, like the one main thing that you remember is the whole, of course, the Beatles thing, because that was just
was the joke. Yeah, that was the joke, because you looked like George Harrison
heavy. And that was
but not only that, there was covers you guys were doing of Beatles too, so that's where I was kind of like, okay,
That's like always going to be my number one thing. But we took like a Beatles pilgrimage back in 2019. I was there, so you know, they took the photo back in 1969, so Chris and I crossed it 50 years to the day that they took the picture. There was like hundreds of people there. It was
doing
wild.
It,
my god,
well, that's a fun vacation. That sounds so dreamy now after 2 years of the COVID pandemic happening, you know.
Oh man, it's been a long 2 years.
But in that time, now that we're catching up on stuff, in my brain I had to unwrap that they're just a duo. That was it. And then now you're a band and you changed the name. How did you come about forming this band, and who are the other players?
Yeah. So, first of all, I guess I'll name names. So obviously, you know, Chris, she's obviously still a big part of it. Most of the vocals and everything is her. I'm still there on guitar, and we've introduced two members, Raph Cruz on bass and Eric Davis on drums. So they've been, in other projects before and everything. And the way it kind of came about was Chris and I realized, the types of songs that we were writing were kind of, they weren't lending themselves well to the, you know, the acoustic cutesy kind of stuff. And, people were coming out to our shows, and honestly, some of the stuff we were playing was kind of far removed from what you would hear on a recording from Chris and Momo. So we thought, okay, I think it's time to differentiate these things and, you know, really take the next step forward and just rebrand completely, you know, just do like a whole 180, change it all up.
So the style of music that you were writing at the time was more pop and shoegazy, and it just or did that come in time with the new members fleshing it out that way?
It's one of those things, I guess. It's hard to remember. It's like the chicken and egg kind of thing, right? Where I guess it was kind of I was kind of really falling for that kind of the thick sounds of those kinds of like you know, like a lot of the newer indie stuff is kind of adopting that kind of like the slight, you know, dream pop's got elements of that and everything, right? With just, there's a lot of layers going on and everything. And so we were, I guess we were kind of drifting towards writing that stuff. And then we brought on these other people to kind of just to really help support that and to really thicken these things out, especially when playing live. That was like a big concern for me. But also just it helps us in writing now when we can bounce it off of another couple people who have their own opinions now as well. Right. So it's really kind of, it's helped us like kind of broaden the scope of what we're doing, and having a new name helps us feel like, oh, now we can do different stuff. Right.
That's a whole new, it's a new project when you change the name. How'd you come up with the name? Who said it first?
Linebeck is a pirate from the Legend of Zelda series. He is a relatively,
okay. No, that's cool. That's cool.
He's just like a dinky pirate character. And I really love the name. And I was like, we're just going to call ourselves after him. Like
it's a great pop culture reference right there. Where did they come up with that name? You
know? Yeah.
That's awesome. That's great.
I play too many video games. So,
yeah, man, whatever. Easy. After 2 years of the pandemic, you play as many as you want. Now you get to play out and everything. Hey, if you're just tuning in now, it's Steel City Music. I'm your host, Gunner. And I'm talking to Momo right now from the band Linebeck. And they have a new track coming out. And it was, you sent it over to me. I had it on repeat for about 7 or 8 times. And it sounds fantastic. I was blown away. There's these nice little elements of dream pop, which you referenced earlier, and the thickness of the shoegaze elements as well. But there was also, I was thinking these guys can also do electronic as well.
Yeah. And, oh man.
And it harkened me back to Naked and Famous.
Naked
from
and Famous.
2010. There's that they're just that big sounding band. And I know radio just played the hell out of them, but there was just like little elements I could hear. So you might want to Google that and go.
I'm jotting that down. No,
I'm an idiot. But that's just what I heard. That's all. I just, you know.
I dig that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's, and I mean, and I got to say, a huge part of that and a huge amount of credit has to go to Will Cran at Catherine North Studios, because I don't think we would have been able to achieve like all the, it's one of those things where you've got these things going on inside your head and you need somebody to help you translate that. Right. And that's kind of how that was.
Yeah. So how did you meet up with Catherine North, Will, there?
Well, so it goes back to the whole Chris and Momo thing, I guess, actually, is just before the pandemic, we recorded a new song. We played it once on your segment. It was December 2019. We played it acoustically. Mm-hmm. And it was like, it's called Waste My Time. And we thought, you know what, we should record that. So we went in there and we did it kind of in this kind of style. Like I have, there's like a guitar underneath with, you know, like Dadgad doing like just weird washy sounds and stuff.
Right.
And we were going to release that as Chris and Momo, but then the pandemic hit and we were like, and we just kind of sat on it for a while. And that's kind of what made us, that also helped us go like, do we release this as Chris and Momo or do we, cause it'll be like pretty jarring and different. So that's why we went with the whole Linebeck route. And we were Googling around and we found Catherine North and we went and met Will, and instantly right off the bat, he was just like, bang on. He knew exactly like the kind of sounds we wanted, the kind of bands that we were appreciating and stuff. So we did that song with him back in 2020, in early 2020. And then, yeah, we didn't release it. And then when we decided as a band, as Linebeck, that we were going to go back into the studio because, you know, there's no live shows. Sure. We contacted him again and said, this time we want to, you know, we want to do a bunch of songs. So we've got about five songs more or less ready, kind of, that will be kind of coming out slowly, right? I mean, that's the name of the game these days, singles. So Bed is the first of many songs from Catherine North and from Linebeck. So hopefully the rest of them live up to seven or eight repeats.
Steel City Music.
Hey, this is Momo from Linebeck, and you're listening to Bed on Steel City Music.
Spend my days on
Hey, this is Momo from Linebeck. You can check us out at our next show for our single release party on Saturday, June the 25th at the Doors Pub.
Steel City Music.
Told you you would dig it. Huh? Nice. Here's that track that made me think of them. And to me, I don't know, it's just a great track. Both bands, both groups. Ah, whatever. Naked and Famous, Youngblood, Steel City Music.
Listening to Steel City Music.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 5:48 and change right now. Gunner here. Steel City Music on Indie 101.5. The most addictive song that I loved as a child has resurfaced and is so huge thanks to Stranger Things Season 4. Kate Bush running up that hill. But this is the extended version. Because you got to be able to get away from Vecna. The evil Vecna. Or whatever that dude's name in the other world, or the upside down world. Running up that hill, Kate Bush on Steel City Music. Oh, man, that's so good. 5:58 and change right now. I'm going to hear the extended version of Running Up That Hill, Kate Bush track, who has a big resurgence. Came out in like 1985, I think, around there. And it never made the American Billboard, I don't think. Europe, all the other places, but not so much there. And then since Stranger Things feature really heavily features that track on season 4 episode, it's shot up the charts in American Top 100 Billboard. So there you go. That's pretty cool. Also, if you're watching Stranger Things and you're watching this and you see all the guest appearances and it's all 80s reference because it's done in the 80s, I was watching an episode, was it yesterday? Yeah, last night. And I turned to my wife and I said, that kid there is impersonating Tom Cruise from All the Right Moves. The movie came out in 1982 or 83. And she looked me right in the eye and she goes, you have no idea what you're talking about. I said, yes, I do. I'm telling you right now. And she Googled it and she went, oh my God, you're right. He sounds like Tom Cruise as a teenager. He's acting like Tom Cruise. It's all wrapped up. Whoever wrote this, Stranger Things, the producers, everyone involved, these are some smart people. They are some smart people. All right, enough of that nonsense. Let's see. Kurt Tweedle and I had a little chitty chat the other day, and he has a show, folks. When is it? Oh, it's Tamara. Tamara, that's right. CD release party with satisfied customers, and that's all going down to the Casbah. And music shortly after 9:30 p.m. It's the new colossal new funk soul project from the mind of Kurt Tweedle. And there you go. He plays with Pocket Science. He's formerly of Flat Five, or maybe still is Flat Five. Who knows? I don't know. We talked about so much yesterday. I listened to the album, and it's great. It's got a little bit of everything. It's got a little bit of metal. It's got a little bit of funk. It's got some groove riffs. It's got all the fun things. And it's also got Dean Fulton in the band, my buddy Dean, who I haven't – I say my buddy Dean. I haven't physically seen Dean in 2 years. I'm going to be honest with you. I haven't seen Dean in 2 years since the COVID pandemic, so – maybe I should go see Dean, for God's sakes. There you go. But head down to the show. Special guests, again, satisfied customers. It's $15 at the door. And, of course, Tweedle Juice album will be played live in its entirety. And it's also $25 separately for a limited edition CD, which includes a 12-page booklet full of incredible art done by Bob Goodall and Robin Lightwalker. Cool. I like Robin Lightwalker stuff. I'm not sure about the other dude. I don't think I've ever seen any of his stuff. And there's only about 1,000 printed, so there you go. And they'll have a limited number of concert posters available for $5. There you go. And also the lounge and patio opens up at 2 o'clock for drinky winkies if you're into that. There you go. Show's about 3.5 hours long, but I mean it's like a jam kind of thing, so that could be 9 hours. You don't know. They could play for 9 hours. That's always my fear, is that I go to a jam concert and they play for 9, maybe 12, 15 hours. They think nothing of it. Nothing. They'll just keep playing. You could kill the power, turn all the lights out in the club or the venue. They're still playing. Bartenders, like, just locking up, and they're still playing. They'll still play. They don't care. They love it. All right, let's get to that Tweedlejuice chitty chat we did on Zoom the other day. Hey, my next guest is someone who I interviewed, like, when he was in the Flat Five, like, 1,000 years ago in Hamilton. I'm not quite sure. Joining me on the Steel City Music Show is Kurt Tweedle. Hi, sir.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Thanks for taking the time out of your work schedule here to do a pre-recorded Zoom chat with me, sir.
Of course, dude. It's my pleasure.
Tell me about the new album. You sent me the songs. It's called Tweedlejuice. The band's called Tweedlejuice. I keep now, if I say Tweedlejuice 3 times, will Tweedlejuice appear? I don't know. It's a Beetlejuice joke. I don't know what's going on, but fill us in.
So you never know what will happen if you say it 3 times. Maybe something funky. You never know. But yeah, so check this out, dude. Like, during the pandemic, I thought, you know, I've got a bunch of songs stored up, and my good friend Tom Van Dieven, a great guitar player, great person in general, he put out the feelers. He said, guys, I'm doing some producing. Does anyone want to kind of do some tracks? So I ran it by him. We were just going to do an EP at first. But he's so good at what he does that I kept saying, can we do one more? Can we do one more? And it ended up being a 10 or 11 track album. One of them is just like a 30-second little piece. But what I mean is, yeah, 10 full songs. We recorded just at his home studio, just the two of us. And the guy, he's got the Midas touch. Like, I'm telling you, everything that we were laying down together, he was able to take my expression, like my thoughts, and literally make what I was thinking happen.